弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，刚刚我们弟兄问大家一个问题。
We thank the Lord that our brothers asked you a question.
这是我们弟兄上一周就主日所交通道，到底我们的志向是什么
？Which is the same question from last week's message. What is our ambition?
感谢主，听到我们弟兄他已经做了决定。
We thank the Lord that our brother has already made the resolution in his heart.
我们弟兄已经拣选那上好的。
He has chosen the better things.
他要以主自己作为他的志向。
He wants the Lord himself to be his ambition.
弟兄也提到这首诗歌的歌词很难。
Our brother also mentioned that the lyrics of this hymn is very difficult.
那感谢主在这首诗歌的第二段那里。
We thank the Lord in the second stanza.
作诗的人他说我愿为他舍去所有。
The hymn writer said, for him, all its follies are forsaken.
世界丢弃在背后。
And we left the world behind me.
这实在是我们能够得着神喜悦的秘诀。
And truly that's the secret to gain God's pleasure.
当我每次围绕在主的饼杯面前。
Every time as we come before his table,
实在是主的爱激励我们。
It is his love that moves and constrains us.
我们实在是为着他的缘故，我们愿意舍弃所有。
So for his sake, we'll be willing to give up all things.
我们愿意将世界丢在背后。
We're willing to leave the world behind us.
我们愿意脱离地的捆绑。
That we'll be freed from the bondage of this earth.
我们愿意来讨主的喜悦。
So that we can come and please our Lord.
早晨，有一个负担和弟兄姐妹交通到关于进天国。
This morning, I have one burden to share with you about entering into the kingdom of heaven.
所以在交通完毕之后，弟兄姐妹，你们也要做一个决定。
So as we, when it's time to finish this message, we need you guys to all make a decision as well.
每一个蒙神恩典、蒙主大爱的儿女们，都必须做这个决定。
It is a decision every child of God must make. We who have been saved by His grace.
就是你愿不愿意答应主的呼召来进天国
？Are you willing to respond to His calling to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
我们先请打开圣经，翻开圣经，请翻到马太福音。
Please all turn our Bible to the Gospel of Matthew.
我们今天要读的经文都在马太福音。
Most of the scriptures we'll read today comes from the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音是新约圣经的第一卷书
，which is the first book in the New Testament.
它是说到天国的福音
，it speaks of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
意思并不是说马太有一个福音，马可、路加、约翰他们各有他们的福音。
It does not mean that Matthew has a gospel and Mark and Luke and John each have their own gospel.
他们乃是从不同的角度。来交通同一个福音
But they're all speaking of the same gospel from different perspectives.
这福音就是神的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
That gospel is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们请打开，请翻到马太福音第四章。
And we turn to Matthew chapter 4.
我们第一处要读的从第十七节读到第二十二节。
We'll first read from chapter 17 to, verse 17 to verse 22.
我读完以后请马林弟兄再帮我们翻译。
We'll finish reading and then we'll translate.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改。耶稣在加利利海边行走看见弟兄二人就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说来跟从我。我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他从那里往前走又看见弟兄二人就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网耶稣就招呼他们他们立刻舍了船别了父亲跟从了耶稣
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say,Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. In a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him.
第二处, 请翻到马太福音第六章。
Secondly, please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章, 我们, 多读两节, 从31节读到33节。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 31 to verse 33.
这主耶稣说的, 所以不要忧虑说吃什么,喝什么,穿什么,这都是外邦人所求的。 你们需用的这一切东西,你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义,这些东西都要加给你们了。
Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
第七章第21节,
Chapter 7, verse 21.
七章21节, 主说, 凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人,不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Now everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
我们要多读两节好了。 当那日必有许多的人对我说,主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名传道,奉你的名赶鬼,奉你的名行许多异能吗?我就明明地告诉他们说,我从来不认识你们,你们这些作恶的人,离开我去吧。We
can read on. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did you not prophesy in you? Did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我们再翻到第十一章,马太福音第十一章。
Turn to chapter 11.
我们就读第十二节。
And verse 12.
马太福音十一章第十二节,从施洗约翰的时候到如今,天国是努力进入的,努力的人就得着了。
Chapter 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent man take it by force.
好,最后一处在第16章。
Lastly, in chapter 16,
马太福音第16章, 我们要读24节。
Chapter 16, verse 24.
马太福音第16章第24节。 于是耶稣对门徒说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己,背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's bow our head in prayers.
主,我们感谢你,你实在爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you, you truly have loved us.
主,你为了拯救我们,付上何等极重的赎价。You
have paid a great price to save us.
主,买赎我们,归给父神。You
have redeemed us to,
主,今天是你的爱激励我们。
Today, again, it is your love that constrains us.
叫我们愿意来答应你的呼召。
So that we can respond to your calling.
来跟从你,来进天国。
So we can follow you into the kingdom of heaven.
主,我们仰望你与我们同在。
Lord, we look up to you. May your presence be with us.
主啊, 我们只能将我们五饼二鱼交在你的手中。
We can only give these five small loaves and two small fish into your hands.
愿你加上祝福并且拨开。
May you bless it and break it.
主啊, 叫我们能够因你而有力量。
So that because of you, we can be strengthened.
叫我们能够来答应我们所不能答应的呼召。
So we can respond to your calling, which we cannot respond naturally.
叫你的心意在我们身上得着成就。
So that your heart and your will be done in us.
愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you receive glory through us.
因为荣耀是你的。
Because glory belongs to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 上一个主日钟立兄的信息末了，他的祷告最后一句话，他说到天国近了，你们应当悔改。
At the end of Brother Philip's message last week, at the end of his prayer, he reminded us, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near.
因此我心里头就有一个感觉。
So my heart had the sense.
我也想起在八月份的时候，我们年长弟兄与弟兄姐妹交通关于国度这件事。
I also remember our elderly brother shared with us at the end of August about the kingdom of heaven.
正如我们年长弟兄在信息里头所提到的，这件事情是非常非常重要的。
Just as he has mentioned that this is utmost important.
虽然我们觉得比较陌生。
Even though we might be unfamiliar with it,
但是在神的心意当中是非常重要的一件事。
It is the most important thing in God's heart.
所以早晨愿意再和弟兄姐妹一同来交通关于进天国这个题目。
So this morning I want to share again with you this topic about entering into the kingdom of heaven.
我姐妹本来建议我呢，应该画一个图给大家来解释，会比较容易明白。
My wife has suggested to me that I should draw a diagram to explain to you.
但我早上呢坐在那里拨饼的时候，突然一看，哎，我们已经没有那个黑板了。
But this morning I was sitting before the table and I looked, I realized we don't have the whiteboard anymore.
所以我们计划就改变。
So I've changed my plan.
就需要弟兄姐妹呢运用一下你们的想象力。
So you have to all use your imagination.
我尽量能够把它描述的清楚一点。
And I'll try to illustrate it with words.
本来要在黑板上就是画一条横线。
Before I was going to draw a straight horizontal line.
这个横线的两头呢是两个箭头。
And then there will be two arrows on each end.
一个箭头指向过去的永远。
One pointing towards the eternal past.
另一个箭头呢是指向将来的永远。
And the eternal future on the other side.
因为这是神掌权的范围。
Because that's the dominion of God's reign.
神掌权，神乃是在全宇宙间掌权。
And he reigns through the entire universe.
而且神掌权的时间呢，是从过去的永远到将来的永远。
And the timeline of his reign is from everlasting to everlasting.
这是神的国。
That is his kingdom.
而在这个线的中间呢，我本来要画有两个点。
I was going to draw two dots in the middle.
你们能跟得上这个，我的想象力能跟得上。
If you can kind of picture it.
一个点呢，从过去的永恒这一边的这个点呢，是我们主耶稣第一次来到地上的时间。
The first dot that's closer to the eternal past is when Jesus first came to the earth.
然后另一个点呢，是靠近将来的永远的这一边呢，也有一个点，那是主耶稣第二次回来的时间。
The second dot on the other side, closer to the future is when Jesus will appear the second time on earth.
所以在这个天国的时间呢，就是在这两个点的中间。
So the timeline for the kingdom of heaven is between these two dots.
我们知道天国乃是说到天掌权的范围。
The kingdom of heaven speaks of the dominion of heaven.
所以在意义和性质上，它与神的国是相同的。
So by nature and meaning, it is the same as the kingdom of God.
在一段的时间里头，这两个名词，天国与神的国呢，是互相通用。
For a period of time, these two words are interchangeable.
所以我们可以说，天国乃是神国的一部分。
So we can even say the kingdom of heaven is a part of the kingdom of God.
天国的王是谁呢？
Who is the king of the kingdom of heaven?
天国的王就是我们主耶稣基督。
It's no other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以天国的时间我们已经知道了，是从主耶稣第一次来到地上，一直到他第二次回来到地上的这段时间。
So we know the timeline. It is between the first coming of the Lord to the second appearing of the Lord.
那天国的地点
and the location of the kingdom of heaven
是在地上。
It is here on earth.
请大家记得，天国不是在天上，天国乃是在地上。
So that you can remember.That the kingdom of heaven is not just in heaven, but it's here on earth.
而天国还有一个要素，就是天国的子民。
And then there is also an important element that is the people of the kingdom of heaven.
天国的子民就是在地上有一班信主的人，并且他们是愿意让主耶稣，让天国的王主耶稣在他们身上掌权的人。
Now, these people are the ones who believed in the Lord and they were willing for the Lord to reign in them.
我们知道当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，
We know when Jesus first came to the earth,
他公开传道的第一个信息就是说天国近了。
His first message as he opened his ministry is to say the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
为什么主耶稣说天国近了呢？
Why does the Lord says the kingdom is at hand?
既然天国的王已经来到了，
If the king of the kingdom is already here,
那天国应该已经到了，
then the kingdom should be here.
但是在那个时候，天国的王虽然来到地上，
But at that time, even though the king is here on earth,
但是他还没有天国的子民。
But he has not found a people.
所以呢，他所传的信息乃是说天国近了。
So his message was that the kingdom was near.
我们的主 乃是那位天国的王。
Our Lord is the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
他是那位把天的权柄完全带到地上的。
He's the one that brought the full sovereignty and the authority of heaven here to the earth.
他在地上33年的时间里头。
He was on the earth for 33 years.
他一生完全顺服父神的旨意。
His whole life obeyed the will of the Father.
他在一生在地上遵行父神的旨意。
He followed and walked the will of the Father here on earth.
他实在是那位充充满满有恩典有真理。
Truly, he's full of grace and truth.
正如使徒约翰所做的见证。
As John, Apostle John testified.
他说我们也见过他的荣光，正是那父独生子的荣光。
He said we have seen his glory, the glory of the begotten of the Father.
所以我们主耶稣不仅将天的权柄带到地上，
Not only he brought the authority of heaven to earth,
他也将天的性情带到地上来。
He also brought the nature of heaven to earth.
他借着在地上的生活把天的性情完全的彰显。
Through his life on earth, he manifested the full nature of heaven.
我们的主耶稣可以说就是天在地上的一个代表。
So we can say that he is a representative here on earth.
就好像美国，我们这个美国这个国家，
Just as if the kingdom or the nation of United States of America.
那我们那美国的国家呢，他会差派一些使节团去住到其他的国家里。
In this country or this nation will send out diplomatic envoys to other countries.
那些使徒团的成员呢，他们虽然是住在其他的国家领土里面。
And these diplomats, even though they live in another country,
但是他们却是顺服美国总统的权柄。
But they obey only the authority of the President of America.
他们乃是在其他国家的领土上来代表美国。
They represent America in other countries.
他们乃是为着美国的利益而生活。
And they live for the benefit of America.
那这个所不同的在哪里呢？
What's the difference?
地上国家的使节团乃是他们在自己的国家里头先挑选好了一批人。
These diplomats was chosen in America.
他们加以训练。
They were chosen and they were trained.
然后差派他们到各个地方去。
And then they were sent out to different other countries.
去代表他们的国家。
So that they will be representing America.
而天国的王主耶稣基督。
But the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, our Lord Jesus.
他却是自己一个人从天来到地上。
He's the King who came to the earth by himself.
他也是那一位仍旧在天的人子。
And he is on earth yet still in heaven.
主来到地上，他来寻找拯救一般人。
And he came to the earth to find and to save a group of people.
然后来训练他们。
And then he will train them.
叫他们能够在地上做那天国的代表。
Then they can be representatives of heaven here on earth.
这一般人就称为天国的子民。
And these people are called the people, of the kingdom.
他们将来还要与主耶稣一同作王。
And they will also reign with the Lord in the future.
这天国的子民，他们生活在地上，但是他们却是顺服天的权柄。
Though these people live on the earth, yet they obey the authority and the sovereignty of heaven.
就像那天国的王一样。
Just as the King of heaven did.
他们乃是在地上来见证天的性情。
They testify the nature of heaven.
他们也同时为着天的利益在地上而生活。
They also live for the benefit and the gains and the loss of heaven.
在这天国的时间里头，这个天国的性质它乃是一个隐藏的。
So in this timeline, the kingdom of heaven is hidden.
路加福音十七章主的话告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 17, the Lord tells us,
天国就在你们心里，在你们中间。
Kingdom of heaven is in your heart, is in your midst.
意思就是说，若在地上有一个人，他愿意让这天国的王在他心里来掌权。
Meaning, if there's anyone here on earth that's willing for the King of Heaven to rule in him,
天国就在他的心里。
Then the Kingdom of Heaven is in his heart.
若在地上有一个奉主名的聚会，
if there is a gathering under God's name,
他们是愿意真实让主耶稣让天国的王在他们中间来掌权。
If this gathering is truly willing for the Lord to reign in them.
天国的天国就在他们中间。
Then the kingdom is in their midst.
这就是今天在地上那天国的实际。
That is the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
它是隐藏的。
It is hidden.
好，所以我们现在应该知道，天国不是在天上。
So now we should know the kingdom of heaven is not in the heaven.
天国乃是在地上。
It's here on earth.
天国也不是将来的事。
It is not, it's nor a thing in the future.
我们现在所在的时候 就是在这隐藏的天国时期里头。
We now live in this hidden kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣当日对门徒说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So on that day, Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
对我们而言，今天天国已经到了。
But to us, today the kingdom of heaven is already here.
主耶稣说：“从施洗约翰到如今，天国是努力进去的。”
Jesus says, "From John the Baptist till now,Kingdom of heaven suffers violence."
当时主耶稣说这句话的时候，他说到如今呢，乃是他讲话的时候，大约在2000年前。
When he says now, it refers to the time he was speaking, which is 2000 years ago.
但是今天我们的主还没有回来。
But today our Lord has not yet returned.
所以我们知道我们今天就在这个天国的时期当中。
So we know we're still now in the timeline of the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是神给我们有一个恩典的机会。
Which is God's grace for us.
我们还能够来进天国。
So that we have the opportunity to enter into this kingdom of heaven.
那么我们为什么要进天国呢？
So why do we need to enter the kingdom of heaven?
在刚刚马太福音六章三十三节那里告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 it says,
说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
It says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这是主的一个命令。
It is his command.
我们记得主耶稣曾经对门徒说，若人爱我，他就必遵守我的命令。
Remember, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he obeys my commands."
弟兄姐妹，我相信这个命令是在一切命令的之先。
I believe that this is a command that's before all other commandments.
主说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Because he says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness."
这是我们要进天国的最主要的一个原因。
And that is the main reason that we should enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 这里讲到先求他的国和他的义。
And here it says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这个先就说明了，这是我们基督徒一生当中最重要，也是最优先的一件事。
This word first tells us that this is the most important and the most priority, the most important priority in our life.
先求他的国什么意思？
What does it mean to seek first his kingdom?
就讲到让天国的王在我们身上掌权。
So it speaks that the king of heaven should reign in us.
先求他的国就是说让我们在地上能够来代表天国的权柄。
Seeking first his kingdom means that we can represent the authority of heaven here on earth.
先求他的义，
Seeking first his righteousness,
就是说我们在地上要能够彰显那天国的性情。
It tells us that we need to manifest his nature and his character here on earth.
彰显主的荣耀。
To manifest his glory.
从这段经文的上下文我们知道，
From the context we know,
因为外邦人他们没有神做他们的父。
The Gentiles did not have God as their father.
他们也没有神来天天看顾保守他们。
And God was not watching over them day after day.
所以世人他们自然的要求吃什么喝什么穿什么。
So naturally they were seeking after the things that they eat, the things that they drink, or what they wear.
这也是他们所追求的。
And that is what they seek after.
然而我们乃是神蒙爱的儿女。
But we are beloved sons and daughters of God.
我们实在是比那空中的飞鸟，比那野地的花还要更加的宝贵。
We were more precious to him than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field.
所以主告诉我们，不要为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而忧虑。
So the Lord tells us, do not worry for what you will drink, what you will eat, and what you will wear.
在地上的生活，只要尽我们所当尽的本分。
And we just need to do what we're supposed to do here on earth.
至于吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，神爱我们的天父他都为我们预备。
The Father who loves us knows what we need to eat or drink or wear, and he has prepared all those for us.
主说你们需用的这一切天父是知道的。
And the Lord says, the Father knows what you need, that you need all these things.
所以主的命令告诉我们要先求他的国和他的义。
So his commandment tells us we need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
他说这一些东西都要加给你们。
Then all these things will be added to you.
你们这一些东西包括许许多多我们生活上面所需要的。
And all these things include everything that we need here on earth in our lives.
这是主的应许。
That is his promise.
所以这里主的命令告诉我们要先求他的国 和他的义。
So he commands us we need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
叫我们在地上能够来代表他的权柄。
So that we can represent his authority here.
叫我们在地上能够见证能够彰显他的荣美。
So we can testify to his glory and his beauty.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上，他不仅要拯救那失丧的罪人。
We know not only he came to save the lost.
主不仅借着他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Not only by his precious blood, he cleansed our sins.
他不仅叫我们罪得赦免，不用下地狱。
Not only he forgave us so that we do not need to, no longer need to go to hell.
他拯救我们，不仅叫我们因着信他而得着永远的生命。
Not only because of believing in him, he has given us eternal life.
叫我们将来能够有上天堂的一个凭据。
So that we have the assurance that we will go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这些是白白的恩典。
All these are grace that is free.
我们一点功劳都没有。
We did nothing to earn it.
是因为神爱我们，他把他的独生爱子为我们舍了。
It's simply because God loved us and He gave us His only begotten Son.
虽然我们是不配的
，even though we're unworthy，
但是神却爱了我们这些不配的罪人。
Yet He loved these unworthy sinners.
然而，主的心意更是要我们能够让他在我们身上。来成就他的心意。
But the Lord's desire is even more so that we can allow him to do his will in our life.
就是让他来制作他的性格在我们身上。
So that he can mold us and conform us to his likeness.
叫我们能够都被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can be molded into the likeness of the Son of God.
我们能够在地上来代表我们的主，来见证我们的主。
And we can represent and testify to our Lord here on earth.
并且等到主再回来的时候，
Until the day he returns,
我们能够与他一同作王掌权，直到永远。
We can all reign with him until forever.
我们知道，我们当中有一些做父母亲的刚刚生的 baby.
We know some parents among us just had their newborn baby.
像 Caleb 弟兄他们的 baby 现在已经长大一些了。
So brother Caleb, their daughter has already grown up a bit.
但是可能还不会爬。
Perhaps she doesn't yet know how to crawl.
当我们父母亲啊，看到那个亲生的 baby 啊，长大一个程度呢，开始会爬的时候
，As parents, as we see our baby learning how to crawl,
差不多七八个月左右
，It's about 7 or 8 months.
哎呀，那父母亲很兴奋的，是不是
？And our parents will be very excited.
哎呀，这个婴孩啊，开始会爬了。
And we see our infants learning how to crawl.
越爬越快。
And they become faster and faster.
父母亲怎么看怎么欢喜。
And the parents are so overjoyed.
爬得真好，爬得好可爱。
You are crawling very well, very lovely.
马丁可能还不能体会。
I, no.
但是过了五年呢？
But after 5 years.
如果这个孩子还在地上这样子爬
，if your child is still crawling on the ground,
我想父母亲可能就不觉得可爱了。
And perhaps you don't think it's very too cute anymore.
你可能就开始心里头开始有担忧了。
And、perhaps you'll be worried.
这是主在我们身上的心意。
That is God's heart for us.
主把他自己这么宝贵的生命赐给了你我。
He has given us such a precious life.
这个生命要在我们身上要活出他的见证，活出他的荣耀。
And、he wants this life to live out his testimony and his glory.
如果我们信主五年、十年了。
If we have already believed in him for 5, 10 years,
我们还是像那个婴孩一样在地上在那里爬。
And that we're still like the infants crawling on.
我们怎么能够彰显见证主的荣耀呢
？How can we testify and manifest his glory？
我们从以色列最伟大的君王大卫身上也能够来学习这一件事。
We can also learn this from the greatest king of Israel in the history.
我们看见神在大卫身上的工作。
We see God's work in King David.
从一开始神借着先知撒母耳来高大卫做以色列的王。
From the very beginning, the Lord caused a prophet Samuel to anoint King David.
一直到大卫真正的坐上了宝座来治理全以色列。
From the time of his anointing until the time that he actually sat on the throne and ruled over Israel.
这是一段漫长的过程。
It was a long progress.
如果弟兄姐妹你们回去读撒母耳记上还有撒母耳记下前几章你可以看得到
If you read First and Second Samuel, you will see the story.
在这个过程当中
So through this progress,
我刚刚说到这是一个漫长也可能感觉到是一个痛苦的过程
It is a very long and even painful process.
我们看见大卫因着顺服神的权柄
Because David obeyed the authority of the Lord.
他伏在神大能的手下
He submitted himself under the mighty hand of
God. 他顺服神所量给他一切的环境。
He submitted himself to all the environments that God has measured out to him.
我们就看到在大卫身上不仅有那受膏作王的生命。
In King David's life, not only he had a life of a king.
神借着这一切的环境在他身上制作成了那作王的性格。
But also through all these things that God has added to him, all the environments God was making in him,the character and the nature of a king.
所以当大卫身上有了这作王的性格，
when David had the nature of a king,
他就坐上了以色列的宝座。
He sat on the throne of Israel.
我们看见在那时候神得着了一个合他心意的人，也可以说是得着一个合他心意的王。
And we can see that God has gained the person and also a king after his own heart.
就是天上的神能够借着这位大卫在地上他来直接的来管理他的百姓。
So the king in heaven can rule his people through David.
就是看到神的权柄能够在地上被彰显。
We see that God's authority was fully manifested here on earth.
神的权柄在地上能够借着大卫代表出来。
And through David, he represented the authority and the sovereignty of God.
同时我们也看见从大卫身上看见神的性情能够借着他也能够在地上彰显出来。
And also we see from David that God's character was manifested.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
And that is his desire for us.
所以我们看到在旧约以色列的历史当中，
So we see through the history of Israel in the Old Testament,
提到关于宝座这一件事，
Whenever throne is mentioned,
只有一个就是大卫的宝座。
There is only one throne, that is the throne of David.
所以我们知道这是合神心意的。
And we know that isSomething that pleases his heart.
这也是为什么主要命令我们说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
That is also why the Lord commanded us that we need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
主的心意乃是要叫我们这些属他的人，
His desire is for us who belong to him.
我们这些是他所付上极重代价所买赎回来的人，
We who were purchased and redeemed by him out of a great price.
就是我们这一些有他生命的人，
We who have received his life,
也能够借着顺服在他的权柄之下，
through obeying under his authority,
顺服他所量给我们一切的环境，
then we can obey, submit ourselves to all the environments that he measured out to us,
让他将他的性格一点一点的制作在我们身上，
so little by little he can mold his character into our life.
叫我们不仅得着了这王的生命，
Not only we can receive the life of a king,
叫我们身上也能够被制作有那王的性格，
But we also are molded to the likeness and the
character of king, 叫我们能够与我们的主一同做王掌权，
So that in one day we will reign with him.
弟兄姐妹，那主的性格在我们身上是什么样的一个情形呢？
Then what does it mean to have the character of the Lord Jesus?
就是记载在马太福音第五、第六、第七章
Remember,
这三章圣经里头。
It was recorded in Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
今天我们没有时间来交通这个内容。
We don't have time to go through everything that was written in.
但是我们看见在马太福音第五章一开头那里讲到虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In the beginning of chapter 5, he began saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
这里也说到哀痛的人。
And he also speaks to those who mourn.
温柔的人。
Blessed the gentle and the meek.
饥渴慕义的人。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
连续人的人。
Blessed are the merciful.
清心的人。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
使人和睦的人。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
有些人把这一段的经文当看作是基督徒的一个律法。
Many people read these scriptures and interpret them as these are the laws and the regulations for Christians.
或者说呢，是天国的律法。
Or maybe they say these are the laws of the kingdom of heaven.
但弟兄姐妹，这里所说的不是要我们从外面靠着我们来遵守的律法。
But these are not regulations that we should follow, obey them outwardly.
这里所说的乃是主耶稣的生命性情的一个彰显。
But this speaks of the manifestation of the character of Jesus Christ.
也就是主在我们这些愿意答应他呼召的人身上所要制作成的性格。
That this is the character that he wants to make into you and me who are saved by His grace.
就像前几周常健弟兄和我们交通道，要以基督的心为心。
As Brother Chang Jian shared with us a couple weeks ago, that we need to have the heart and attitude of God.
我们弟兄提到主耶稣实在是我们的榜样。
We see Christ is our example.
看见他倒空自己。
How he emptied himself.
他是那样全丰全足，有神本性一切丰盛的主。
He has the fullness of God.
他为了来拯救我们，他将自己的荣耀封一切都倒空。
In order to save us, he emptied all his glory.
除了爱以外，完全的倒空。
And he emptied everything except his love.
他成了一个邻里贫穷的人。
He became one that is poor in spirit.
就这里所说的虚心的人。
And that is the poor in spirit here mentioned.
我们都非常的羡慕。
We all envy that his character.
我们也盼望能够像我们主的模样。
And we long after, till the day that we can be made into his likeness.
可是我们发现我们怎么努力我们也做不到。
But we realize no matter how hard we try, we cannot achieve it.
从我们身上也活不出来主耶稣基督的性格。
We cannot live out his character.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
如今主的生命赐给了我们。
Today he has given us his life.
这生命在我们里头就成了我们的救恩。
This life is in us. It becomes our salvation.
就像在哥罗西书第一章所说到，基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Just as Colossians chapter 1 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这荣耀的盼望呢，就是主的生命在我们身上能够成为我们的性格。
This hope of glory is that the life of Christ can be manifested in that we can show forth his character.
就是因着主耶稣的生命在我们里头是我们的救恩。
Because the life of Christ in us becomes our salvation.
他能够叫我们做成我们得救的功夫。
He can achieve and accomplish the work of the salvation.
他能够叫我们让神在我们身上制作成主的性格。
And because of him, the character and the nature of God can be formed in us.
神不仅从前救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
Not only he saved us out of this great death.
他今天仍然在我们身上来拯救我们。
But also today, daily he saves us.
就是要借着这个救恩。
So through this salvation,
要把主耶稣的性格制作在我们身上。
The nature of Christ will be formed in us.
让我们在地上的生活能够见证彰显主的荣美。
So our life here on earth can testify to the beauty and the glory of God.
我最近读到一个例子，一个见证。
And today I read recently I read a testimony.
是有一个英国士兵，他在埃及那里服役。
It's an example of a British soldier.He was serving in Egypt.
这位英国士兵他是一个基督徒。
And this British soldier is a Christian.
我们甚至可以说他是一个好的基督徒。
And he's even a good Christian, we can say.
因为从他身上活出了基督的见证。
Because from him he lived out the testimony of Christ.
所以有一天他的上司呢就问他说他是如何得救的。
So one day his commander asked him, how were you saved?
这个英国士兵，这位基督徒呢，他就分享他得救的见证。
And so he shared his testimony.
他从前他在那个训练中心的时候
，He said when he was in the training camp,
他们当中呢有一个基督徒
，There was a Christian among them.
这个基督徒在他们当中的一个也是做士兵的呢，他每天晚上都要在大寝室里头跪下来祷告。
This Christian soldier will kneel in their dormitory, and pray.
但那个基督徒每次在他寝室跪下来祷告的时候。
And every time this Christian prays in the dorm,
与他同寝室许多的士兵呢，就会拿那个他们的军鞋啊，就砸他的头。
Many fellow soldiers living in the same dormitory will knock his head with their boots.
那里面那很痛的。
And it will hurt a lot.
虽然我没有被砸过。
Even though I haven't been knocked on the head by a boot.
但是因为我当过兵，我知道那个军鞋啊是非常硬的，非常重的。
But I've been in the military. I know those boots are heavy.And hard.
所以当我们能够想象这位基督徒他所在那里所遭遇的羞辱。
So you imagine all the humility that he endured.
那这个做见证的这个士兵就讲有一天晚上。
So one day this soldier shared.
他也看到这个基督徒跪在那里祷告。
And that he saw this Christian soldier kneeling there and praying.
就拿起了他那又沉重又硬的那个他的军鞋啊。也就砸到他的头上。
And he himself picked up his boot, which is heavy and hard, and thrown towards his head.
他在那里来羞辱这个基督徒。
He was humiliating this Christian.
但是当他第二天睡觉起来的时候
，And the next morning when he woke up，
他看见他的军鞋被擦得干干净净。
He found that his boot was polished, shiny and clean.
对，是 very well polished.
It was very well polished.
这个非常的明光亮清洁。
It was polished to a point that it's even shiny.
那时候主光照了他。
And the Lord shined His light upon his heart.
他就接受主耶稣，他就成为一个基督徒。
And he accepted Lord Jesus as his Savior.
我们看见这乃是我们主耶稣那恒久忍耐又有恩慈的性情，在这个基督徒身上彰显出来。
And we see the character of the long suffering of Christ.
这是一个生命改变生命的一个见证。
It is a testimony where a life changed another life.
这是为什么主耶稣命令我们说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
That is why Jesus commanded us that to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
那我们如何来进天国呢？
Then how can we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
早晨就这两简单的两点来和弟兄姐妹一起交通。
This morning I want to share with you from two aspects.
第一就是悔改。
One is to repent.
第二就是要跟从主。
Secondly, we need to follow the Lord.
我们刚读到马太福音第四章，主耶稣起来传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When Jesus rose up to preach, he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
对我们今天而言，天国已经到了。
For us today, the kingdom of heaven is already here.
对我们今天而言，主怀的日子已经近了。
For us today, the Lord's return is very soon.
天国显明的时候已经非常近了。
The full revelation of the kingdom of heaven is very near.
所以主还要对我们说，你们应当悔改。
So the Lord continued to say, repent.
那悔改是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改最基本的我们知道，乃是从罪恶里头转回。
We know very basically repentance means that we need to turn away from evil.
就像我们刚刚所唱的这首诗歌啊，就 turn back, 转背。
We, just as the hymn we just sang, we need to turn back.
就好像我现在在对弟兄姐妹跟你和弟兄姐妹在谈话。
Just as now I'm talking to you.
那如果我是这样子在跟你们讲话的话。
But if I turn my back towards you.
这个就不对。
Then it's, not good.
当我转过来以后面向你们。
But if I turn around and face you,
这就对了。
And then that's right.
我们在蒙主耶稣救恩之前，
So before we have received the salvation of the Lord,
我们都是面向着罪恶。
We were all facing towards evil.
我们都是面向着世界。
We were facing towards the world.
我们都是活在我们血气肉体里头。
We all lived in ourselves and in our flesh and sin.
我们都是为了自己而活的一般人。
We lived for ourselves.
但是感谢主的恩典，他的救恩临到了我们。
We thank the Lord for His grace, His salvation came upon us.
我们因着悔改，
because of repentance,
我们就回转，转向神。
We turned around and faced the Lord.
我们刚刚说到，不仅从罪恶里头回转来归向神，
not only we turned from our evil deeds,
我们也从世界回转来向着神，
but also we turned away from the world.
我们也从各样的偶像转向神，
and we turned from all idols.
就像《帖撒罗尼迦》那里第一章那边所说到。帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒他们是怎样离弃偶像归向神。
Just like it was recorded in the First Thessalonians, how the saints turned towards God from all idols.
他们不仅转向神，而且他们乃是要侍奉那又真又活的神。
Not only they turned to God, but they also served the true and living God.
所以我们看见悔改乃是回转。
So we see repentance meaning to turn around.
从罪恶里头，从世界里头，从各样的偶像里头回转归向神。
To turn from our sin, to turn from the world, to turn from all idols, to turn towards God.
就是悔改就是转向那上好的。
To turn towards the better things.
因为那上好的就是我们的主他自己。
Or even the best thing, that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
关于我们离弃这些不好的，像是罪恶，像是世界，像是情欲，这个我们知道。
And we know and understand that we need to forsake all these evil things, all the selfishness, all the lust, all the world.
但是就是那次好的呢，我们也要离弃。
But we even need to turn away from the second best.
因为那是仇敌的工作。
Because that's the work of the enemy.
今天神的仇敌在这个世界当中所在神儿女们身上所做的一件事。
There is one thing that the enemy does among the people of God.
他就叫我们转背。向着神。
He wants us to turn our back towards the Lord.
我们应该是面向着神的。
We need to face the Lord.
他借着各样的事情来叫我们转离开了神。
But through many environments, he wants us to turn our back towards God.
一方面，他乃是用那眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲，叫我们转离了神。
On one hand, he uses the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life to turn away from God.
叫我们不能得着那上好的。
So that we cannot gain the best.
另一方面，仇敌也借着各样次好的，要来代替那上好的。
On another hand, he wants to use the second best to replace the best.
很可惜，许多神的儿女在这点上，我们都被仇敌迷惑了。
Very unfortunately, many of us were deceived by the enemy.
在马太福音第七章
20
节那里
，In Matthew chapter 7, in verse
第七章二十一节
，In verse 21.
在这里呢，主耶稣说了一段话。
And Jesus said, these passages.
这段话是我这几年在服事主当中常常警醒我的一点。
And these words always are alarm to me for these years of my service.
因为这里主说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。
Because the Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
他接着说当那日必有许多人对我说。
And he continues to say, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord.
那日是哪一个日子呢？
What is that day?
就是基督台前审判的日子。
It is the judgment before his, the judgment seat of Christ.
主耶稣说必有许多人。
The Lord says, many will say to me.
这许多的人是怎么样的人呢？
Who are these people?
这里说他们是奉主的名传道。
Here, these are the people who are prophesied in God's name.
当然也包括传福音。
Also including sharing the gospel in his name.
他们呢也是那奉主的名赶鬼。
And in his name, they cast out demons.
也奉主的名行了许多异能。
In the Lord's name, they perform many miracles.
他们这些奉主的名所做的工、所做的事情呢，是有果效的。
They have done all these works which bear fruits.
他们所传的道，人也受了感动。
Which they were effective in their preaching.
他们传福音，甚至传福音呢，也有人得救信主。
And through their preaching the gospel, many people believed.
他们奉主的名呢，甚至把鬼都赶出去了。
They even cast out demons in God's name.
还行了许多的异能。
And they perform many miracles.
我就在想啊，今天这样的人若在我们中间。
And I was thinking, if these people are among us.
若我们聚会里头啊，有这些这样的人呢。
If we have people like this among our gatherings.
我们可能都要把他们看作是大弟兄。
Perhaps we'll see that these are responsible brothers.
或者我们就要夸赞这个弟兄呢，或这个姐妹呢。实在是主忠心的仆人。
And we'll compliment them, saying that they are the faithful servants of the Lord.
然而主却说
，Yet the Lord says,
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
他们奉主的名做了这么多神迹奇事。
They have done all these things in the Lord's name.
做了这么多我们都看为好的事情。
They have performed so many miracles, even
甚至于都带人的信主了。
They even led people to believe in Christ.
但是主说却说他们是作恶的人。
Yet the Lord says, these are those who practice lawlessness.
他们的这个原因就是因为他们并没有遵行天父的旨意。
And there is one reason because they did not do the will of the Father.
他们乃是用了那从人而出来的事的工作来代替了那上好的。
From the work of human hand, these things that are good in man's eyes, they replace the best.
就如钟立兄上一周所告诉我们的
，Just as Brother Philip shared with us last week,
这乃是今天在基督教当中的那个工作的情形。
That is the condition of our Christian works today.
我们总是在那里努力。总是在那里想办法如何能够凑到二十两银子。
We're trying so hard, thinking of out of all these methods, trying to get these 200 denaries.
我们却不是来到这位天国王的面前。
But we did not come before the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
我们不是来到那上好的主耶稣面前。
We did not come before Christ who is the best.
把我们自己就像那五饼二鱼来奉献给他。
We did not give ourselves as these five loaves and two fish into his hands.
让这天国的王祝福了，拨开了 来喂饱五千人。
So that the king can take it, bless it, and break it, so that with this he can feed 5,000.
弟兄姐妹，天父的旨意只有一个。
Brothers and sisters, there is only one will from the Father.
不是许多。
It is not many wills.
乃是一位。
There is only one. One person.
就是神的独生爱子。
That is the only beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ.
只有我们的主他自己才是那上好的。
Only Christ himself is the best.
今天仇敌撒旦就是要借着许许多多次好的。
Satan, God's enemy, wants to use all the second best.
出于人的。
Everything that is from man.
人看为好的。
Everything that's pleasing to man's eye.
来代替那上好。
To replace the best in God's eyes.
所以为什么我们感觉到我们一直来聚会。
And that's why we feel every time we continue to come to gatherings.
我们常常的聚会。
And we always gather.
但是我们发现我们心里面爱主的心却越来越冷淡。
But our heart that loves the Lord become colder and colder.
我们越服侍主。
The more we serve the Lord.
我们越觉得疲惫。
The more we become weary.
我们而不是越来越火热的爱我们的主。
We do not love him more and more fervently.
那是因为很有可能我们用那次好的代替了那上好的，就是主的自己。
And perhaps we have used the second best to replace Christ himself.
所以我们不仅要从罪恶里头悔改。
So not only we need to repent from sin.
我们要从世界的情欲，眼目的情欲里头悔改。
Not only we need to repent from the lust of the eye and the lust of the world.
我们也需要从那出于人一切的工作里头悔改。
But we need to repent from all the works of men.
因为主说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Because the Lord says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
进天国的第二点乃是说到要跟从主。
Secondly, to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we need to follow the Lord.
我们知道当日主耶稣在地上呼召了门徒。
We know on that day the Lord called out to his disciples.
他们都必须要经过一段严格的训练。
And they were all trained very strictly.
我们若从彼得身上，我们就看见主是如何的训练彼得。
From Peter alone, we can see how the Lord trained him.
我举一个例子。
We can use
the example. 当有一次主耶稣问门徒说：“你们说人子是谁？”
One time the Lord says, "Who do you say that the son of man is?"
这时候呢，那总是带头的彼得呢，他就首先发言。
And Peter is always the first to answer.
当然，他实在也是从天父得着启示。
Of course, he also received the revelation from the Father.
他对主说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
So he said, "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
啊，答得真好。
And that is a great answer.
所以主呢，就称赞了他。
So the Lord complimented him.
啊，接着主就告诉门徒说，再过不久的日子，他就要上耶路撒冷去，要受那祭司长老们的害。
So the Lord continued to say that he will go to Jerusalem and will be given into the hands of the scribes and the leaders of the synagogue.
这时候彼得呢，一下子就落到自己的里头。
And Peter immediately fell into himself.
他可能是因着情感的因素。
Perhaps by his emotion.
他同情主，所以他对主说：“主啊，这万万不可。”
He sympathized with the Lord saying, "No, Lord, it may never be."
他也可能是为了自己的因素。
Perhaps it's for his own purpose.
他想主耶稣如果上十字架死了，那他的前途也就没了。
He thought, if my master goes up to the cross and dies, then there goes my future.
所以马上就 jump out, 马上就对主说，这是万万不可。
So he also jumped out and says, "May never be."
那我们知道我们的主是温柔的主。
We know the Lord is a gentle Lord.
这时候主是不是好好劝劝他？哎呀，彼得。那个你不明白我的意思。
But the Lord didn't try to comfort him very gently. He says, "Oh, Peter, you don't yet know my will."
主怎么对彼得说
？How did he respond?
撒旦，退去。
He says, "Satan, get behind me."
因为你不体贴神的意思。
Because you do not know the heart of God.
弟兄姐妹，这个训练严不严格
？Isn't that a strict training?
如果哪一天主对我们这样说啊，我想我们可能就要退去了。
If the Lord deals with us so harshly, perhaps we'll fade away.
我们就回去捕鱼算了。
Perhaps we'll go back fishing.
所以我们看见主呼召门徒，他必须要来训练他。
So we see the Lord had to train his disciples.
当主耶稣从死里复活升天之后
，After he resurrected from death and ascended into heaven,
我们看见圣灵按着所应许的 赐下。
We see the Holy Spirit was given to them by according to His promise.
圣灵保惠师就继续在门徒中间来训练他们。
The Spirit, the Comforter, continues to train them.
今天主也同样借着圣灵在我们身上要来训练我们。
Today, in the same way, the Lord will train us by His Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能够成为神在地上的代表，叫我们在神在地上的一个彰显。
So that we can be a representative and a manifestation of the Lord.
叫我们能够与主耶稣基督一同作王掌权。
So that we can one day rule and reign with the Lord.
那这训练的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of this training?
这训练乃是要把我们完全从我们的老我里头给拯救出来。
This training is so that we can be saved from our old self.
从我们自己的想法里头拯救出来。
We can be saved from our own thoughts.
从我们自己的看法里头拯救出来。
Saved from our own opinions.
从我们自己的欲望里头拯救出来。
Our own desires.
从我们自己的感觉里头拯救出来。
We can be saved from our own feelings and emotions.
从我们自己的个性里头拯救出来。
Saved from even our own personalities.
弟兄姐妹，主要把我们从老我里头拯救出来，这一切的工作都是借着十字架做的。
All this work of the salvation from ourselves, it's done through the cross.
若不借着十字架的工作在我们身上，
If it's not for the work of the cross in us,
我们就不能从老我里头被拯救出来。
We cannot be saved from ourselves.
我们就不能够让天国的性格制作在我们身上。
The character and the nature of heaven cannot be formed in us.
我们就不能在天国里与主一同作王。
Then we cannot rule or reign with the Lord in heaven.
就在马太福音16章24节，主的耶稣告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord tells his disciples.
主说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
做门徒就是要跟从主。
To be his disciples, that means that we need to follow the Lord.
所以在这里说，主说要跟从主呢，就跟从他呢，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从。
So the Lord says, if any man wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
弟兄姐妹，这十字架我们已经听了太多太多。
Brothers and sisters, we have heard so many messages about the cross.
我相信在我们当中不少弟兄姐妹也可以讲一篇十字架的道。
I believe many of you can even share and preach the message about the cross.
但弟兄姐妹，求主怜悯光照我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord truly show mercy and light to us.
到底在我们身上有多少十字架的工作？
How much the work of the cross is seen in our lives?
若不借着十字架的工作，主的性格就不能成形在我们身上。
And that is through the work of the cross, His character cannot be made in us.
主的心意就不能得着满足。
Then His heart cannot be pleased.
这十字架是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have the cross?
那英文呢，弟兄翻译叫 cross.
In the English, it's a cross.
就是讲到英文，他们就讲说是 cross me out.
Perhaps we can say that it's something that will cross us out.
就借着十字架呢，把我们的想法、把我们的看法、把我们的欲望、把我们的感觉、把我们的个性、把我们的意志、把我们的理由、把我们的一切呢，都 cross out， 都给除掉。
So through the cross.Everything of ourselves, our opinions, our will, our emotions, our reasonings, and our even personalities will be crossed out.
一切出于我们天然起的，都要借着十字架来除掉。
Everything that comes out of our natural self will be crossed out.
弟兄告诉我们，这十字架哈，看是一个加号。
Some brother tells us the cross looks like a plus sign.
它的意义呢，却是一个减号。
But its meaning is actually a minus sign.
乃是要把我们的那个老我呢，从我们身上给剪去。
So that will be crossed out and subtracted. Our old self will be subtracted from us.
为什么必须要经过十字架这么严厉的工作呢？
Why does it have to go through such a harsh training?
因为我们这天然人，天然这个老亚当的生命啊，我们这个自己呢，总是不愿意舍弃自己。
Because the life of ourself, the life of this old Adam, does not want to give up itself.
弟兄姐妹，你同不同意？
Do you not agree?
我举个例子。
I can give you an example.
这个原则基本上呢，可以用在所有那个夫妻关系上面。
Which can be used for as a principle on every husband and wife relationship.
夫妻会不会有争吵？
Do you have arguments and quarrels between you?
有没有哪对夫妻啊，从来没有发生争执的？
There,
那我盼望能够认识你们。
Is there any couple that has never fought and never argued among themselves?
要跟你们学习。
then if there is such couple, then I truly want to know you and learn from you.
但是我相信夫妻之间啊都会有争执有争吵。
I do believe every couple had times that they fight and quarrel.
为什么会争吵呢？
Why are they quarreling?
就是因为我认为我的想法我的看法我的理由是对的。
Because I think my opinion and my will is right.
可是很不幸的呢我的看法我的想法我的感觉跟你呢是不一样的。
But unfortunately, my desire and my opinion is different from yours.
这里就有一个冲突有个争执是不是
There is a conflict.
有没有哪一个人啊你明明知道你的看法想法是错的。
Is there anyone who will insist even though they know that they were wrong?
但你还要坚持。
And they will insist their own way.
你明知道是错的。
You know you're wrong.
你还要坚持。
But you will insist your way.
一般情形是不会的。
Most commonly, there are not many people like that.
夫妻之所以有争执啊。
The only reason they were quarreling.
就是我们总坚持我们的想法、看法和道理是对的。
Because we insist that we are right.
所以你看见我们这个人啊，是不愿意舍弃自己的。
So we don't want to give up ourselves.
根据我过去生活的经验。
From the experience of my own life.
根据我父母的教导。
From the teaching of my parents.
根据我过去许多的学习。
From all the learning and education.
所以我做了这样的一个判断。
I have made such decision.
绝对是好的，绝对是对的。
It is absolutely right.
所以看到我们这个人，我们不能够舍弃我们自己。
So we see that we cannot deny ourselves.
我们总是爱惜我们自己。
And we love ourselves.
我们总是体谅我们自己。
We are always caring for ourselves.
所以中国有一句话说，人不为己，怎么样？天诛地灭。
That's why in China there's an old proverb says if you do not live for yourself, heaven will smite you.
讲得振振有词。
And they say it with all their own righteousness.
他就把我们这个老自己的光景给讲出来。
But it speaks the truth of ourselves.
所以我们若不借着十字架，我们没有办法把这个己从己里头的一切能够除掉。
So unless it's through the cross, we cannot deny ourselves.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十一章那边告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord Jesus tells us.
他说天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent seize on it.
天国是要努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is taken by violence.
只有努力的人呢，他们才能够得着天国。
Only the violent seize on it.
这努力，它原来的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to be violent?
我们弟兄英文讲得很好，乃是讲到那个暴力。
The English translation is very on key, that is a violence.
会讲到凶暴。
It talks about being violent.
哎呦，我记得上次跟谁，跟弟兄有没有提到这个关于这个凶暴暴力的事情哦？
Last time I shared with another person about violence.
有些弟兄姐妹啊，可能就不太能够领受。
Some brothers and sisters cannot understand it.
他们觉得我们基督徒啊，应该都是很温柔。
They say you Christians should all be very gentle.
都是笑眯眯的。
You should all smile.
哎呀，怎么会有人在那里传讲说要暴力呢
？How can you preach the gospel or the message of violence?
弟兄姐妹，这个暴力，这个 violent 不是对着别人的。
This violence is not towards others, brothers and sisters.
乃是对着我们这个老亚当这个自己的生命而说的。
It is towards the old Adam, this natural life of our own.
我们不是要对别人施暴力。
We cannot be violent to others.
乃是要对我们自己。
But we need to be violent to ourselves.
对我们这个很顽固的己。来施暴力。
The stubborn self needs to be treated with violence.
举一两个例子。
I have a couple examples.
当我们做父母的在为我们的孩子在安排课业的上和课外活动的安排上面。
When the parents arranges all the extracurriculum activities for our children.
我相信父母亲的心意他们的出发点都是好的。
I believe that they all come from a good heart.
没有一个父母亲会为孩子们安排那他认为不好的事情。
Nobody will arrange something bad for their children.
但是在这个课业和课外活动的安排上面。
But from these extracurriculum activities,
我们做父母的是照着我们自己的意思呢，还是我们来到主的面前寻求主的意思？
Do we as parents arrange these things according to our own desire, or do we actually come before the Lord and ask Him?
我们有没有为了让孩子能够望子成龙，望女成凤。
We wish our sons to grow up to be somebody, and our daughters will grow up to be like a phoenix.
做父母啊，总是盼望我们的子女将来啊，这是很有出息的，很有成就的。
We want, as parents, we want our children to excel.
所以我没记错的话， 我听过好像有个父母帮他的孩子啊，还很小的孩子就安排了七样的课外活动。
If I remember correctly, there was one parent I heard of arranged seven different activities for their children.
不知道我们中间还有更多的。
Perhaps among us there are people that has even more stuff to do.
在当我们做父母亲在安排这些活动，这些课外活动的时候
，When we arrange all these activities,
我们有没有考虑到我们所做的决定？会不会影响到我们的孩子他们亲近神的时间
？Have you considered if your decision will interfere with the time your children will have before the Lord？
虽然我们这个己的心意是好的
，Even though you come out of good intentions，
但是我们没有因为我们自己的想法、我们自己的看法、我们自己的喜好，给孩子安排了一些非常繁重的一个活动的情形之下，影响了他们。
But because of your own likings, because of your own opinion and your own decision, have you interfered your children's time before the Lord?
所以我们做父母亲的，我们必须要学习舍己背起十字架。
So as parents, we need to learn how to deny ourselves and take up the cross.
我们必须要先求他的国和他的义。
So that we will seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
特别我们在当中，今天在我们当中有高中生。
We have the high schoolers among us.
我想你们不知道有没有这样的一个体会。
I don't know if you feel, if you have these experiences.
学校课业是那样的繁重。
Your school already gave you heavy burdens in homework.
那你还要想要保持那个 straight A 做那个 Asian kid.
And you want to keep up your Asian to have the straight A.
哎呀，到晚上一两点还不能睡觉。
You couldn't sleep even till 1 or 2 in the morning.
然后呢，父母亲呢就提醒你，再过一年呢，你要申请大学了。
And then your parents continue to remind you, in 1 year you're going to apply for college.
还要参加这个课外活动，参加那个课外活动。
So you need to keep up with all your extracurricular activities.
还要有多少的那个 volunteer?
You need to
做志工的那个
keep up all the volunteer hours.
啊，你就觉得好像那个。重压啊，就把你压垮了。
And you felt the burdens crushing you.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们做父母亲的，在这个决定上面，我们就必须要到主的面前，好好的来思想。
Brothers and sisters, as parents, we need to come before the Lord and consider very carefully.
愿意在这样的一件小事上来向主忠心。
Even in these small matters, we need to be faithful to the Lord.
我们来寻求主的意思。
And we need to seek after His purpose.
我们来遵行天父的旨意。
So that we can obey His will.
好叫我们的孩子不会因着我们的决定与主疏远。
So our kids will not fall off and be far from the Lord because of our decisions.
再举一个例子，就讲到关于在聚会当中服事的事情。
Another example I can speak of is the service in the gatherings.
弟兄姐妹参与服事，我们都是非常 有爱主的心。
We're very happy when brothers and sisters have the heart to love the
Lord. 当弟兄姐妹我们在一起配搭服事的时候
，and rise up to serve as we serve together.
你就发现啊，我们这多少人呢，就有多少个己。
And every time you see a group of people serving together, however many there are as many self.
我们常常这样讲，如果提出一个问题哈
，and sometimes we have a question.
在十个人当中的话，可能就有十个意见，十个不同的意见。
If there are 10 people getting together, then perhaps there are 10 opinions.
有时候呢，可能还十一、十二个。
Sometimes there can be even be 11 or 12 opinions.
因为有的人可能不能决定他自己的意见。
Because some people can't even decide on their own opinion.
但你发现了，在这种情形之下呢，大家意见不同的时候怎么办呢
？But what do we do when there are separate opinions?
我们如何能够同心合意呢
？How can we serve in one heart?
好，就有两种的情形。
Then there are two situations.
一种呢，就是有些弟兄姐妹呢，就非常坚持自己的意见。
One situation is where a brother or a sister insist on their own way.
我的看法、我的想法、我的做法是最好的。
My opinion, my method is the best.
无论怎么样，他都不改变。
No matter what you do, I will not be convinced.
像我们弟兄曾经讲过，就是主在这里呢，他也不会改变。
So even the Lord is here, she will not be changed.
那是我们那个顽固的那个老自己。
Because our old self is so stubborn.
那其他有一类的人呢
？And there's another type of person, people.
就像我是属于这一类。
People like myself.
就是我们就想说啊，这个大家呢要同心合意嘛。
I just want us to be peaceful.
那我们就大家就算了算了。
I would just say, oh, it's okay, it's okay.
就照着那个人的意见就好。
I just do according to the other person, whatever they say.
坚持自己意见那个是己。
It's out of ourselves that we insist on our own opinion.
同学们，如果你不求问主，你不向主忠心，那个也是己。
But if, like me, do not go before the Lord and seek after His will, it is also out of ourselves.
我们能够就是 compromise 我们妥协呢，就能够叫大家保守大家的和平，大家的合一。
We think by compromising we can keep the peace and the unity.
那主怜悯我们，我们这乃是没有向着主忠心。
But may the Lord have mercy because we haven't been faithful before.
我们所制造出来这个和睦呢，是假的和睦。
We have created this false unity.
我们不是在主里同心合意。
And it is not a true peace where we have one heart in the Lord.
这个也是己。
And that is also out of self.
最近主就在这件事情上面训练了我。
So recently, the Lord really disciplined me on this matter.
弟兄姐妹，如果认识我的，常常都 会讲啊，那个 Brother James 是好好先生。
If you know me, a lot of people will say that I am a yes man.
就是在不违反重大原则之下呢，我都没关系。
As long as you do not conflict with the main principle, then I'm fine with anything.
我的心意是好的。
I have good intentions.
我盼望弟兄姐妹中间能够有和睦。
I want we all have peace among us.
但主却光照我,
but the Lord shined His light on me.
我没有向主忠心,
I haven't been faithful to the Lord.
所以当大家有不同的意见和看法的时候,
so when everyone has a different opinion, we truly need to come back before the Lord.
好好的祷告求问主,
to truly pray and seek after Him.
然后再继续的交通,
and to continue fellowship.
直到主的心意在我们当中有一致的一个领受,
until His will and His purpose will have a unified understanding among us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要跟从主，我们必须要舍己，背起十字架，才能够跟从主。
So if we want to come after the Lord, we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him.
我们要进入天国，乃是要暴力的来对付我们这个自己。
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then we need to be violent to ourselves.
好叫基督的性格能够在我们身上被制作，被成型。
So the character of Christ can be formed in us.
当日门徒问主耶稣说,
On that day, Jesus asked His disciples,
他说这样谁能进天国呢?
Then who can enter the kingdom of heaven?
就当主耶稣说, 那财主进天国比那骆驼穿过针的眼还要难。
Because Jesus says it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than a camel to go through the eye of the needle.
弟兄姐妹, 进天国难不难?
Isn't it difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven?
非常的难。
It is extremely difficult.
跟从主难不难?
Is it difficult to follow the Lord?
太难了。
It is extremely difficult.
在我信主前面几年的时间里,
in my early years of believing the Lord,
我曾经有几次的时间，我都跟主 辞职了。
A few times I wanted to resign from the Lord.
我带着眼泪，带着伤痛的心来到主的面前。
With tears, with a contrite heart, I came before the Lord.
递我的辞呈。
I gave Him my resignation.
我就流着眼泪对主说：“主啊，我没有办法再跟从。”With
tears, I told Him, Lord, I cannot follow you.
因为进天国的路实在太难。Because
this way into the kingdom of heaven is too hard.
但你感谢主，主一次一次的对我说。But
we thank the Lord. He spoke to me again and again.
他说：“孩子，我爱你。”Child,
I love you.
所以主的爱又把我带回到跟随主的道路上。
It is His love that brought me back to this way to follow Him.
所以主说, 在人是不能, 在神, 凡事都能。
That's why the Lord tells us, in men, all things are impossible, but in God, all things are possible.
对于我们进天国这件事, 不在乎我们能不能。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven, it does not matter if we can or not.
来在乎我们愿不愿意。
It is all depends on if we're willing or not.
用姐妹这是, 我们每一个蒙恩神儿女，盼望今天我们都能够做这样的一个决定。
Every child of God who received His grace, I hope we can all make that decision.
不在乎我们能不能。
It is not about if we are able or not.
乃在乎我们愿不愿意答应那爱我们的主对我们的呼召。
But it's all about if we're willing to answer and respond to the calling of His love.
我们愿不愿意来跟从他。
Are we willing to follow Him?
我们愿不愿意 照着他的命令，我们来进天国。
Are we willing to enter the kingdom of heaven according to His command?
这条路虽然艰难,
even though this is a very difficult path,
虽然主在我们身上要做许多不容易的事,
even though He will do many a very difficult task in us.
然而主对我们的每一个要求
But everything he required of us,
只要我们愿意
as long as we're willing,
主他必亲自的来答应
He will answer and respond himself.
他必亲自的来成就他的心意在我们身上
He will accomplish his will in us himself.
他是信实的
Because he's faithful.
在他也凡事都能
And in him, all things are possible.
愿早晨我们都能够来答应主的呼召
May we all respond to his calling this morning.
来跟从他
So that we can follow him.
来进天国
To enter the kingdom of heaven.
来叫主拯救我们的心意得着满足
So his purpose for his salvation in us will be fulfilled.
让我们一起祷告
Let us all pray.
主我们感谢你你实在是用你的大爱救了我们
Lord we thank you It is your great love that saved us.
主你实在顾念我们不过是尘土
We thank you, even though we're nothing but dust.
然而你今天要在我们这帮如尘土的人身上来成就你荣耀的心意。
From these people of dust, you desire to accomplish your glorious will.
主，我们实在是要说荣耀归给你。
So we truly say glory unto you.
主，愿你在我们身上，你的心意得着成就。
Lord, may your will be accomplished in us.
主，愿你在我们身上，你得着荣耀。
That you can gain your glory through us.
主，愿你把你的性格更多的制作在我们蒙恩的人身上。
May your character be made and formed in us.
主，叫我们蒙恩的每一个蒙恩的人都因着你爱的激励，我们愿意答应你的呼召。
So everyone saved by your grace, because of your love, we can respond to your calling.
对那爱我们的主说，主啊，我愿意。
So that we can say to the Lord of love, Lord, we are willing, though we're unable.
但是我愿意。
But we're willing.
主啊，你能。
Lord, you are able.
主愿你的旨意成就在我们身上。
May your will be done in us.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
Because yours is the kingdom and authority and glory.
主愿荣耀归给你。
Lord, may all glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.